Day 45, Tuesday, December 13th, Genesis 48. Genesis 48 1-22 NKJV. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, "Indeed your father is sick," and he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Jacob was told, "Look, your son Joseph is coming to you," and Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession.' And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring whom you beget after them shall be yours, they will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. But as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrat, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrat, that is, Bethlehem." Then Israel saw Joseph's sons, and said, "Who are these?" Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me in this place." And he said, "Please bring them to me, and I will bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, "I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring." So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and he bowed down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph, and said, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, so he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn, put your right hand on his head." But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations." So he blessed them that day, saying, "By you Israel will bless," saying, "May God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow." Daily deep dive. Jacob is close to death after learning of his rapid decline. Joseph goes to visit and takes with him his two sons Manasseh and Ephraim. This chapter is very important in understanding the world seen today. Verse 5, Jacob takes Manasseh and Ephraim as if they were his own sons. They are now a part of his family and will receive a blessing at his death for being his sons. This is amazing. These sons no longer belong to Joseph. Any children born after this point will be his, but these two belong to the sons of Jacob and would be no different in that regard than any of his other sons. Verse 6, any future children of Joseph would not get their own tribe or inheritance, but would roll up under either Manasseh or Ephraim. Verse 7, it's interesting here that Jacob reminds Joseph, and all of us by extension, about Rachel. Rachel was the one that Jacob was supposed to marry, not Leah. Let's pretend for a moment that Jacob had married only Rachel and had sons with her. That firstborn son would receive the firstborn inheritance. Joseph represented that son. Now, that's not what really happened. Reuben was Jacob's true firstborn son, born from Leah. 1 Chronicles 5:1-2 states, Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. Verse 11. Imagine the joy. Not only is Joseph alive, but now you get to see his kids too. Jacob's heart must have been so full here at the end of his life. Verse 13. Initially Joseph's two sons are positioned where the eldest, Manasseh, would receive the greater blessing, firstborn blessing. Verse 14. Here Jacob, Israel, crosses his hands, so that the greater blessing would fall on Ephraim, not Manasseh. Verse 16. The NKJV translates this angel. This word in Hebrew, Malak, denotes a messenger, as I believe I brought out in a previous day's study. I recently gave a sermon entitled The Word, Logos, where I looked at how Jesus Christ was both the message and the messenger of God the Father, and how he appears at times in the Old Testament as the angel of the Lord or the messenger of the Lord. The word angel, Greek agelos, was of Greek origin. The Greek word also means messenger, so modern translators have used angel in place of spiritual messengers and insert/translate messenger in place of human messengers. The Apostle John would also later reveal Jesus Christ as the Word. Here Jacob uses the Hebrew Malak or messenger for the God that redeemed, to buy back, him from evil. He asks him to apply his name, Israel, to these two young men, and also to apply the name of Abraham and Isaac to them. This is meant to tie all the blessings that God had promised the forefathers to Ephraim and Manasseh. He concludes this first blessing on both boys by asking God to make these two sons to become very numerous on the earth. Verse 19, after Joseph tried to correct what he thought was a mistake, where maybe in his old age, Jacob had gotten confused and put his hands on the wrong heads, but Jacob assures Joseph that this is not a mistake. Manasseh, while older in age, would become great nation, but it was Ephraim that would become even greater and become a multitude of nations. Verse 20, the greatness of God's blessings on Ephraim and Manasseh would lead the other tribes of Israel to use their tribes as the epitome of God's blessings. The UCG reading program discusses these blessings and lays out the standard teaching of the Church of God about the extent of these blessings. God was using this situation to indicate that he had special plans for the descendants of the sons of Joseph, and that Ephraim would indeed be greater in wealth and power than his older brother, Manasseh. As the chapter begins, they were mentioned in order of age, Manasseh and Ephraim, verse 1. But a point is later made of a switch in name order. Jacob blessed them that day, saying, By you Israel will bless, saying, May God make you as, note the order, Ephraim and Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh, verses 18-20. Furthermore, we see clarified here that the national birthright blessing of a nation and company of nations given in Genesis 35:11 did not refer to the tribes of Israel generally. Instead, Manasseh was to become the great single nation and Ephraim the company of nations. Indeed, as incredible as it sounds, Manasseh is today the United States of America, the greatest single nation the world has ever seen. And Ephraim comprises the prophesied company of nations, the related Commonwealth nations of Britain, Canada, Australia and New Zealand, and a small segment of South Africa and other former British colonies. Prior to America's national greatness, Britain ruled over the largest empire in the history of the world. To learn the amazing story of how this came to be, request or download our free booklet The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. We will see more details of the tremendous blessings that were to come upon the family of Joseph in our next reading, Genesis 49. And, Jacob wasn't just doing his own thing, deciding which grandson he liked more, it's clear he was following God's direct commands. While these blessings were poured out during their lives in their current time periods, their greatest fulfillment was prophetic and extends to the time we are living in now.